Hey guys, for those that's coming on, I'm going to go ahead and start. Welcome to David's Heart Broadcast. I decided to do one before we enter into the new year. Just sharing with you what the Lord has laid upon my heart. I welcome those that's coming on and those that will catch the replay later. I'm going to go ahead and start with what the Lord has prompted me to share with you as we enter into this new year. Let's see. I'm going to go to 2 Kings 4:32. When Elisha came into the house, there was a child lying dead on the bed. He went in therefore and shut the door between the two of them and prayed to the Lord. He went up and he laid on the child. He put his mouth on that child's mouth. He put his hand on that child's hand. He laid and he stretched himself out over that child. And the child sneezed 7 times and he came back to life. That child had an issue. He was out in the sun and he had an issue with his head. And I just want to ask, what is it that's going through your mind? What is it that's beating down on your head? You know, the pressures of life, the irritants of life, whatever it is. The mother took that child and laid him in the bed. She took him into the territory of miracles. And that is where I want you to step into tonight, is your territory of miracles. You make a way that you make a capacity for the Lord to move, a runway, so to speak, and get ready for what the Lord is going to do. You prepare the runway for your blessings to come forth. And I feel like in this new year, we're going to see some things really, really break and just an awakening like we have never, ever seen before. And I feel that with such a fervency in my spirit. It's time to come into that miracle territory. It's time to come in with that boldness, that authority, knowing that when you walk into that territory, you are going to take back what is yours. You're not going to take no for an answer. Sometimes you have to stretch for it, just like Elisha did. He stretched himself over this child, for that child to receive a miracle. And I'm asking you tonight, are you ready for your miracle? Sometimes you do have to stretch for it. Some of you have already been in that stretching place. But just know that some things are beginning to come alive. And this is what I really like the most. The prophet, symbolic of the Holy Spirit, he stretches himself out. And the child began to wax warm. And when you look up that word wax, it says slowly. He began to slowly warm up. And I know that some of you right now, you're not seeing the fullness of that miracle. But it's slowly coming to life. It's slowly warming up. Just because you haven't seen it in its entirety, you praise him for what you've already seen and for what you're seeing. Because just like that child began to wax warmer and warmer, what you're praying for, whether it be your child, whether it be your husband, whether it be any situation, it's beginning to wax warmer and warmer. It's beginning to come alive. And though it seems like it's slow, just know that it is right at the very brink of it. You are right at the very brink. Hallelujah. You may not have it yet, but just know, hallelujah, that things are beginning to warm up. It's beginning to get hot. That fire is going to fall. Those things that seem shut off, those things that seem dead, is beginning to be resurrected. That right there is the word for the new year that has just been dropped into my spirit, is resurrection. There is, that word has just stuck with me so much. As I've prayed about it and we get closer to the new year's resurrection, it is time for some things to be resurrected. It is time for the body of Christ to see. We are stepping into a time where we are going to see the glory of God. We're going to see those miracles, signs, and wonders. We're going to see those dry bones come back to life. I want you to feed your faith tonight and not your fears. I want you to speak. Things are going to get better. I want you to speak. Those things that I'm praying for is coming alive. I want you to wake up in this new year and I want you to declare things are going to get better. It's going to come alive. The enemy is not going to keep this from me because in the name of Jesus, he has to flee. In the name of Jesus, this mountain is going to move out of my way. I want you to wake up with that and you feed your faith, not your fears. I want you to get that vision of victory in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit. And I want you to stick with that and know that whatever it is going to be resurrected. I want you to see it. I want you to hear that rain before the cloud even rises in the sky. I want you to hear it. I want you to catch it with your spirit. Hear that roar. He is roaring over you, that roar of victory. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It shall not prevail. He is raising you up. He is saying, come up higher. In this new year, we are coming up higher. He has great and mighty things that he wishes to show you. For he says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And I want to go back to where the boy sneezed seven times. He didn't sneeze one time. He didn't sneeze two times or three. It was seven times. And when you look that up in the dictionary, I found that to be very interesting. An involuntary catching of the breath and expelling it violently. Whatever it is that's irritating you, because you know when you sneeze in the physical, something's irritating, you know, the nasal passages. But whatever's irritating you in the spirit, it's time to tell it to get out. It's time to expel it. It's time to say, you're not going to hinder my life any longer. You're not going to hold me back. You're not going to take my breath any longer. This voice is not going to be muzzled any longer because we are stepping into a year where we need your voice. You need to let your voice arise with such boldness because indeed you are fighting from that place of victory. And I just want you to catch that within your spirit and to know that when you catch that, just like Elijah caught the sound of rain, you hold on to that as we enter into this new year. Because I just continue, the Lord just continues to speak that one word to me, resurrection. Resurrection. A resurrection of the vision, a resurrection of the dream that you had. A resurrection of that family that you think's fallen apart. A resurrection of that child that has lost their way. That relationship that you have prayed so fervently for. That change of heart. Resurrection. And I just declare that over each and every one of you. You've been stretched. You've been just completely stretched to the point that it's uncomfortable. I've been there. I totally get that. But just know that through this stretching, you are reaching out for something greater. I believe we are stepping into that time of awakening. He is preparing us for that. He wants us to stand up, to be prepared, to be ready, to go forth with that fiery boldness that he has placed within you. Resurrection. I just wanted to take a few moments and share with you what he put in my spirit about Elisha and the boy and how that things, you need to let go of some things, you need to expel some things as we go into the new year, and you need to know that that miracle, Lord has not forgotten. His prophetic promises to you have no expiration date whatsoever. And you need to just hold on and catch that vision in your spirit. Hold on to that and feed your faith every day from this day forward. You get up with that faith. You may not see an evidence of it, but you get up and you feed your faith and not your fears. Because there is a resurrection coming. There is some things that's going to begin to come alive in this new year. There's some things that's going to take another breath, even though it looked like it was totally dead and hopeless. And as we enter into this, I just felt such an unction to come on here and just to declare some things over each of you that's tuning in right now and those that may tune in later. I guess you could call it just a declaration over you, just something that the Lord has just dropped in my spirit to speak over each of you as we enter into 2022. And I just declare over each of you that roar of boldness and kingdom authority, that your prayer closets will be so on fire in the year to come that there'll be such a mighty sound begin to go forth. The enemy shall not silence you any longer. You keep pressing. Because you're going to break new ground. You're going to break some chains. You're going to tear down some strongholds. That new wine is going to be pouring forth and the dry bones to come alive. Because there's a boldness that's beginning to well up inside of you that you've never had before. A boldness that is going to speak to these things. And you're going to see the move because you're stepping forth with that boldness and that kingdom authority. The oil of His glory is going to saturate you in this new year. And all that concerns you, all of your family, I speak that saturation over every single person and their family that is tuning in to this broadcast. He hears your cries, warrior bride. That is who we are, His mighty warrior bride. He hears your cries. I know sometimes it seems like you're asking, Lord, what in the world are you doing? He hears that from me often sometimes. But just know that even though this past year the enemy's tried to pull out all the stops, you are that overcomer. And you are not going to be limping into 2022, but you are going to be leaping into 2022 with a fresh vision, a fresh anointing. And I just declare that to fall from heaven. Just let that fire fall from heaven, Father. There are extraordinary things I declare that will take place in the heavenlies for each of you. And that supernatural power of God will come. Where there is affliction, there shall be healing. Where there is addiction, there shall be freedom. Where there is lack, there shall be prosperity in Jesus' name. It's time for the manifestation of our promises. It's a time to break loose. Do not let yourself be hindered. Just as the boy in the story sneezed and he came alive, and sneeze means to expel it. There's some things that you need to tell it to get out. That worry, that anxiety, that depression, it cannot hold you down. It's time for it to get out. It will not hold you back any longer. It will not try to muzzle you any longer, because I declare freedom over those areas in your life. Right now in Jesus' name, you are on the verge. We are on the verge of great and mighty things. The Lord took me to the woman that had the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Nearly two decades, this woman suffered, and she found no release until Jesus passed by her way. She had been standing in faith, and there's some of you that's been standing in faith for a very long time. And I'm right there with you. But we are entering a place where I believe we're going to see the impossible break loose. The enemy's going down. He cannot hold it back any longer. Because when we are coming in the name of the Lord. We are coming to gain the ground that is ours. It's like, picture this for a minute. Standing on a peaceful shore. Everything is just totally peaceful. The waters are calm. But there's something down under that. It seems like it's not happening around you where you can see it. But beneath the surface of those waters, there's a flurry of activity. When you go deep in those waters, there's some things that's beginning to take place. And that flurry of activity is for each of you, because beneath the surface, there's some things that's beginning to stir. There's some things that's beginning to come to fruition. Just because you may not see it around you does not mean that it's not in your midst, that it's not just beneath the surface. And there's some things in you that's been laying dormant, and it's beginning to stir up. The Father wants you to stir that up, because beneath the surface of you lies a mighty man and a mighty woman of God. And he is calling you to arise in this hour. It is time for those mighty men and women of God to stand up and to take back what is ours. To know that extraordinary things are taking place in the heavenlies concerning you. There is so much activity going on. I feel it in my prayers. I continue to feel such a stirring. It's hard to explain. But I know that just beneath the surface, I would call it just a glorious explosion. So I would tell you basically to buckle up, because it's going to be one glorious ride. Will we face things? Will the enemy continue to try to throw things our way? Yes, he will. But you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are that overcomer. And you're not just an overcomer. You are more than an overcomer. More than that. Oh, let us shield. You've been prepared for this moment, for this time. And I just declare over each of you that you're going to go into that deeper place with the Lord in this new year. He's going to begin to open up things to you and greater revelation. A greater anointing. And just that fresh oil to begin to flow from heaven. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I speak that prosperity. I speak that blessing, that provision over you and your family. I speak that salvation, that deliverance for that loved one over each of your family. And over yourselves, whatever you need God to move in, I just declare that it will break through. It will break out in this new year. These chains will fall in Jesus' name. I just declare every chain to fall, every stronghold to be torn down in the mighty name of Jesus. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. That is what I declare over these airways, is breakthrough. We have stood upon this wall and we have stood faithfully, and we continue to stand and we refuse to come down, because that is who we are. We are that mighty remnant of God. And we will see the manifestation of these things, for our God will not let one word proceed out of your mouth. It will not fall to the ground. His word will not return to him void. When he speaks something to you, you hold on to that. And know that resurrection. He is taking you to that place of resurrection, just as the boy. The Holy Spirit is coming and he's putting that hand over your hand. He's breathing that breath of God over you. That second wind is beginning to blow. Just as Elisha stretched himself out over that boy, the Holy Spirit of God is stretching itself out over you. Over this nation. Behold, he is doing a new thing. No more will we limp, but we are leaping, and we are leaping wildly into this new year. And I just declare just the breakthrough, the breakout, the breakdown of everything that tries to stand in our way as we move forward in this season. I declare the glory of God to saturate you and your homes, your families. I actually thought I was going to conclude it, but I continue to feel His Spirit just prompting me, and I'm just going to go with it. When He's done, then I'll conclude it. He's given that joy for the morning. He's lifting you up, beauty, for those ashes. There's a restoration that is coming, and I want you to grab onto these things and catch the sound of your vision. See it in your spirit, catch the sound of it in your spirit, and hold on to it, and don't let no one take it from you. You stick to it. You hold to it. You declare it by faith that you will see the manifestation of that which you have been waiting patiently for. I know that I had been praying over some things the last couple months. I had been on that wall, and I can honestly say to you that I actually saw part of it come together. So know that your prayers are heard. Know that your stand is not in vain. And I say that to encourage you, because some of you have been standing for a very long time. But I'm here to tell you to not give up. Stir up that fire that is within you. Stir up that glory that is within you. That glory carriers, that is who you are. Stir up that fervency in you, and do not let anything be dormant in you any longer. It is time to soar. The Father is pushing you out of the nest. It's time to come out of those comfortable places where you've just gotten so comfortable. It's time to come out of that, and it's time to soar. It's time to go higher. He's calling us higher. He's calling us deeper. There's some things stirring beneath the surface, and it's time for you to release it, to release that mighty sound. You hold the key. He is giving you the key, and it is time to completely soar with His Spirit in this new year. Oh, let it see all of those today. Oh, let it see all of those today. I just pray His angels to camp around each of you. I just pray His blessings to consume you. Hallelujah. I can see a mighty army raising up in this year. I can see, that's a good word, firewalkers. That's what I see. That's exactly what I see. We're going to leave a trail of fire behind us. Because when the fire falls, things transform. Things begin to change. It burns up what's not needed. And it purges all that's not needed. But when the fire falls, everything changes. You are His burning ones, and you stir up that fire within you. You stir up those gifts within you, and you begin to go forth and you use those gifts that He has placed within you to reach out to others. It's a time for that harvest. It's time to see families saved, families restored, people totally delivered and healed. That wasn't just for the time of Acts in the Bible. It is now. And we come together in this unity, because do you realize the power that is in the unity? Even though it's across these airways, when we come together for this moment in time, it is a powerful thing. We speak to those things that we need God to move in, and we come to Him wholeheartedly. For you are a son and a daughter of the Most High God. You can approach Him boldly before the throne. And I do believe with everything in me that the angels of God have been dispatched for the things that's getting ready to take place. And the Lord is telling you to prepare for that resurrection. Make room for Him to move. Step into that territory of miracles. And I believe there's a territory right now that if you just reach out and you just receive what He has for you in this moment, I just pray that He touch everybody that needs that healing, that He touch every addiction, that it shall be broken. Touch each and every one that's tuning in all across this nation. And I just pray for the fire of God to fall, to transform, to shift, and to move in everything that you need Him to do. I just wanted to take that few minutes and just share with you what the Lord laid upon my heart, to let you know that that miracle's not dead, it's not cold, but like the young boy in the story, it's warming up. And it may be warming up slowly, but it's getting ready to come to fruition. God wants you to continue to hold your stand in this new year and to not back down. To know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. He has got this. Whatever it is, I'm telling you now, He has got this. So to each of you, I want to say, Happy New Year. Blessings to you and yours. And I'm excited for what God is getting ready to do in this new year. Like I said, I feel like saying, buckle up because it's going to be one explosive and glorious ride. I feel like the Lord is just going to explode in such a way. And if we will just make room for Him to move, not only in like a, you know, a setting, a church setting or a gathering, but in our homes. Make room for Him to move. Because I feel like He's going to come through like a mighty rushing wind. And I just declare that resurrection power over each of you as we begin this new year. Rise up with a fervency. Rise up with a strength. Rise up with that fresh fire. And know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Release that roar that is down on the inside of you. That's what's stirring. Release that roar. Release the sound of heaven. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is blowing. I feel it so very strongly. And I just pray that He blows over each of you right where you are. An upper room experience is what I pray for each of you. There's some things breaking loose. And I guess I could honestly ask this question. Are you ready for a miracle? Because I know that I am. And you know, it's so much more as we enter into the new year than just seeing our miracles manifest and seeing these things take place. But as we enter into this new year, it's also about going forth in the name of the Lord, being those laborers in His harvest. You know, asking the Lord to show you where that trauma point is in a person that you may encounter, and to help you touch that very point of their hurt and their pain. Because there's someone out there that needs you. They need your voice. They need your encouragement. They need you. They need that hope because they don't see any hope right now. We are called to pull those out of darkness into His marvelous light. And for any that's watching me right now that may be sitting in that very darkness, I ask you to come out. Come into His marvelous light because you will be forever changed. nothing more to hold you down. It is time to walk in the freedom and the hope that he gave his life for. So as we go forth, mighty army of God, raise up your swords, raise up those shields, and know that I am linking my faith with yours. We are linked arm in arm in the spirit, and we are going forth in this new year explosively. We are not going to sit idle any longer. We are not going to sit in a place where we are having a pity party, so to speak. We are rising up from that place, and we are declaring the word of the Lord. And we know that we shall step into places that we have not stepped into before. But it's time to go a little deeper. Not ankle deep, not knee deep, but in over your head. It's time to soar. No more fear. Just complete fearlessness over this body of Christ. I declare it over these airways. Fearlessness. Strength. And boldness of a lion to come forth. I see those flames coming from those prayer closets, coming from those secret places, and I pray they be on fire this year more than ever before. There's some flames that are rising, and your cries have been heard by your Father above. I love you guys, and I wish you a very, very happy new year. I just wanted to take these few minutes and share with you the heart of the Father. And I just pray that you have been blessed and empowered as we step into a new year. This is your time. This is your moment. He has prepared you for such a time as this. So you get back up and you dust yourself off. Get back up on that battlefield, because we are linked arm in arm, hand in hand, with the Holy Spirit overshadowing us. Nothing is impossible with God. But I love you guys. I bless you guys, and see you next year. But love y'all, and have a wonderful evening.